Rachel, and this is Kevin, and today we will be reading the chapter 7 of from the Revelation, verses 1 to 12. The 144,000 of Israel sealed. After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth, that no wind might blow on earth or sea or against any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun with the seal of the living God. And he called with a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm earth and sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God or on their foreheads." And I sealed the number of, and I heard the number of the sealed, 144,000 sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. 12,000 from the tribe of Judah were sealed, 12,000 from the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 from the tribe of Gad, 12,000 from the tribe of Asher, 12,000 from the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 from the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 from the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 from the tribe of Levi, 12,000 from the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 from the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 from the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 from the tribe of Benjamin were sealed.
A great multitude of from every nation. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Blessed and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and glory and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen."
Thank you.
Much. Okay, Bible reading. So thank you. Oh. That's better, this one. So good morning, everyone. Yes, are you happy? Or how are we all? Good? Okay, thank you for coming today. How blessed we are here, because many people go outside to enjoy their life, but we come together to worship God. It's a great privilege to worship together in multicultural diversity. Yeah. People, I'm going to share God's word. So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thanks for today. Thanks for an amazing day. Sunday, we get together to worship you, Father. So Monday to Saturday, we are busy doing something, but we left it behind, and then we just came to church to think about who you are. You are amazing. You are the Messiah. You are the Lord, Father. As we pray for our Australian church at the moment. Let us put God first. Let us turn to you. Let us believe Jesus is the Savior, the Lord, the Messiah in our life. Jesus is the always answer for us. Whatever the origin, whatever we have each, Jesus is always answer. Let us understand. I also pray for leaders at the moment in retreat. Please be with them and protect them and guard them to plan for 2019, Father. Thank you, Lord. Now, we open our heart to listen to your message. Please speak to us. Holy Spirit, pour out. And Holy Spirit, touch our heart to listen to your message. Let us include the kids today. Today's last day for holiday, but let them understand your words as well. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Over the last 7 years, I have thought about multicultural society in Sydney. So I want to ask you about what you think. Have you thought about the nature of a multicultural society in Sydney? Especially, have you thought how it has changed West Ryde, where we are living? According to the City of Ryde Council, the city of Ryde population is 124,497 people. 48% of the people spoke a language other than English at home in 2016. Number one is Mandarin. Number two is Cantonese. Number three is Korean language. Number four is English. And the rest of the language follow. People who are from many other nationalities spoke their own language at home. What about other nationalities around here? There are Chinese, number one, majority of the people, Chinese, and second is the English, and Australian, Korean, Indian, Irish, Scottish, Italian, Lebanese, and Filipino, and the rest of the nationality may be small. Around the West Ryde, in order of a population. Here, we need to think about how we respond as a church in a multicultural area. Multicultural area. What do you think of multicultural church? What do you think about is a multicultural church? Now, I'll give you 10 seconds. Could you think about is a multicultural church? How it looks like? What it looks like? Today, I invite these four kids. So to talk about what it looks like, what multicultural looks like, I prepared, that, can you guess what it is inside? Yeah? Anyone who, this one? Inside? Okay, I'll show you. Ice cream. Yeah, ice cream. So is anyone who likes ice cream? Kids, come on up here. Any volunteer to eat, taste? Please come. And Aaron, would you like to come? And Elisa, would you like to come? Okay. This is ice cream. Yeah, 3-in-1 ice cream. 3-in-1 ice cream. So let me explain the flavor here. Firstly, 3-in-1, creamy vanilla. Anyone who like a creamy vanilla? And the second one is a caramel. And last one, and third one is a honeycomb. Honeycomb. So 3-in-1. So, okay, firstly, Joseph, which one do you like? What flavor do you like?
I would like vanilla.
A vanilla, thank you. How can I open this one? Okay. Could you hold for me this one? So Joseph like vanilla. Okay, this is vanilla wine. So let me show you. 3-in-1 is not one flavor. Vanilla and caramel and honeycomb here. So vanilla, okay. Many or small? You already eat this one? Okay. Thank you. You can hold this one. Okay, Elisa, what flavor do you like?
Caramel.
Caramel, thank you. Just can you hold this one? This is caramel, okay? So in the middle, there is caramel flavor.
It's enough.
Is enough, okay. Not too much. Okay, Ellie, please. What flavor, Aaron?
I'll just have a bit of caramel. I mean, honeycomb.
Honeycomb, thank you. All different flavors. So this one is vanilla and caramel is a honeycomb. Yeah, okay.
Just a little bit.
A little bit, okay. Can you hold this one for me? A little bit. Thank you. And last one, Joey. Yeah, I want to ask you, what flavor do you like?
All
3-in-1. Okay. Can you come on up here? And then hold this one. This is a vanilla and caramel and honeycomb. The 3-in-1 flavor. So when you eat this one, like this. like that. Can you see that? One more. Lastly, one more. Like this. Too much. Like that. So, thank you. So you can, you can go back to your seat and you can eat, You can eat, start it. Thank you. Could you give them the clip? Yeah, clap. The reason I have brought this one, this is a 3-in-1. So first flavor is, vanilla. Second one is caramel. Third one is honeycomb. So Joy chose 3-in-1, all flavor. This is a metaphor of multicultural in a society, multicultural in a community. So maybe some church in a monoculture, maybe Korean or Chinese or Australia, but it's our church. So we have 15 different nationalities. So 15 flavor in one in Jesus Christ. But we have all we have is a different flavor, different cultural value. Some Asian culture, they think it's a church community. Decision is important. But some Western culture, individual decision is important. So there is a collectivism, individualism, but we are one in Jesus Christ. We come to church to worship God in one Jesus Christ. Actually, our church is 15 different flavor. 15-in-1. This is a multicultural church. This is a multicultural community. So some people might be uncomfortable with that vanilla. Some people, the other people might be not comfortable with the caramel. But we get together to worship God. Even though some people might not be uncomfortable, but we are one in Jesus Christ. So we have to understand each other. We have to learn from each other because our background is very different. That doesn't make sense, So we have to understand each other. Even though we are feeling, this culture is not comfortable, but we have to think about it as a multicultural church. We are one in Jesus Christ. Joy, when I give to Joy, and then I 3-in-1 like this, 3 flavor. So many people, some people like it's a 3 flavor rather than 1 flavor. Yeah, like this. So we have to, if you understand more and more, we can taste more, more than a different flavor. Hopefully it works. It's good parable, I think. Hopefully everyone understands what I'm trying to say, Okay, thank you. So it is multiple flavors, multiple churches like this. So we have different flavor, but we are in one Jesus Christ. We have to understand we are one in Jesus Christ. This is a multicultural conference. 2 weeks ago, I went to a multicultural conference in, King's School, I think. So the Salvation Army Church, they invited many different nationalities when I went there. When I went there, I think there are more than 30 different flavor, different nationality. Especially, over Salvation Army, there are more than 60 different nationality. So majority of people is African. So when they worship as a music team, most of the music team is African. But there are many different flavors. I saw that this is a multicultural worship service. This is a multicultural conference. This is a multicultural flavor. As our church is multicultural, I thought of a multicultural ministry in our church. One day, I counted our church nationalities based on entry in our church directory. When you open the directory, you can see the 15 different nationality. It was 9 from Asia. Yeah, many Asian. So when you see that, later on I'll tell. Anyway, and then 2 from Africa, and 1 from Oceania, and 2 from Europe, and 1 from South America. 15 different flavor nationality in our church. How multicultural our church is. Am I right? So when I see, you know, that music team, six different nationalities. This is a very multicultural music team. I never seen like this. These are some church, you know, similar, but you know, our church is very multicultural. I'm from my background in South Korea, and then Malaysia, and Australia, and Philippines, and Persian, Iran, and one more, yeah, Madagascar. Thank you, Joshua. And then Joshua was born here, Australia. Yeah, yeah, six different nationality. We practice together. We worship together as one music team. How multicultural? Today's passage also shows us worshiping community in multicultural diversity like our church. Actually, have you read the book of Revelation? Anyone who read? Have you finished? Thank you, Colleen. But not many people, yeah, read, you know, that is the book of Revelation. Not many pastor, you know, preach the book of Revelation, because as the name implies, it is a revelation of the future and it has not yet been fully revealed, and there are many metaphors. So there are some difficult and different interpretations of this book. So we are careful about interpretation. When I minister in Korea, a little bit sad, you know, there are many big churches. South Korea is the second country to send a missionary to the world. Whenever they plant churches, they think about mission, they support financially by prayer. It was good. But unfortunately in Korea, when you go to Korea, there are about 28, they call themselves Jesus. This is heresy. It happened in Korea, sadly, because most of them, they interpret the book of Revelation very differently. So their interpretation from the book of Revelation was very different. That's why we have to be careful about Revelation, about interpretation. Anyway, however, when Jesus comes again, we can see John's message clearly, which is written in the book of Revelation. Nonetheless, the reason why I chose this passage today, despite the difficulty, is that there is a very important passage for our church today. Do you know that this passage is also our church vision? Can you see that? Our church vision? Very multicultural, yeah? Very multicultural. Church vision is to be a worshiping community that reflects the cultural diversity around the earth. The book of Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 to 10. This is our church vision. I want to say again, church vision is to be a worshiping community that reflects the cultural diversity. We have a different culture. We have a different cultural value. But we are, you know, a worshiping community that reflects the cultural diversity around us. It's a very good vision, isn't it? When you read to that passage, verse 1 to 4, there is the story of the four angels and another angel. If you have the Bible and you can turn, yeah, you can open the Bible. It's very important. So when you read to that passage, verse 1 to 4, okay, we can read it together. This is the message. This Bible, a little different Bible. The message by Eugene Peterson. It's easy to understand. Let me read. Revelation chapter 7, verse 1 to 4. Immediately, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, standing steady with a firm grip on the four winds, so no wind would blow on earth or sea, not even rustle a tree. Then I saw another angel rising from where the sun rose, carrying the seal of the living God. He thundered to the four angels, assigned the task of hurting earth and sea. Don't hurt the earth. Don't hurt the sea. Don't so much as you heard a tree on the high seal the servants of God on their foreheads. John sees four angels on the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds. Here, four winds symbolize the tribulation and suffering which will take place all over the earth under the permissive will of God. Verse 2-4, another angel said, "Do not hurt until I have sealed the servants." The author of the book of Revelation, John, mentioned that another angel said to the four angels, simply, wait until all believers are sealed. When I read the first four verses, there is God's judgment. Before the judgment happened, five angels protect all believers until they are sealed. It is a summary of the verse 1-4. In verse 5-8, there are, though many people know this number, 144,000 from the 12 tribes. When you open the Bible, verse 5, chapter 7, verse 5-8, there is a story about, you know, that tribe. So verse 5, from the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. From the tribe of God, 12,000. And then, last one, from the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000. When you calculate, when you count totally, you know, 12 just tribe, 12,000 times 12 is? 12,000 times 12 is? 144,000. The fact that the number of each tribe equal to 12,000 in verse 5 confirms that the number is not a proportional distribution based on actual tribes, but it is a symbolic number. Symbolic number. Thus, if the Apostle John expressed this in modern time, he might have written like this: in the midst of the white people in the West, 12,000. Of African people are 12,000. Siberia and South America are 12,000. Of Asian people are, everybody say, 12,000. And there are also 12,000 of the rich and the poor. If the Apostle John expressed this in modern times, like this, it symbolizes 12 tribes, 144,000, it symbolizes all nations from different countries. It's not only one country. It's all nations from different countries. And in verse 9, John sees a vision of a great multitude. Oh, sorry, I should have shown you. This is four angels and another angel. Okay, the Revelation, verse 9. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. Sorry, I missed, you know, that. L-A-M-B, sorry, Lamb. The book of Revelation. So, you know, that when you read this passage, who is the multitude? Who is the multitude? There are 144,000 people who symbolize unbelievers. They are multitude. Or Herod group misunderstand this passage and take this number literally, so they want to gather until they get 144,000 people in their meeting. I want to say again, in Korea, so one of, you know, that Herod group, they almost get there, 144,000 people. They are thinking, Jesus coming again. When they get is 144,000, but it is a heritage group misunderstand. It is a wrong interpretation. It symbolizes all believers, all nations, all tribes. All believers from every nation, tribe, people, and language, like a multicultural church, like our church. There are no distinction of race, ethnic background, or gender in this worshiping community. These were the redeemed people, those who had accepted Christ's sacrifice on their behalf and had experienced God's forgiveness is all in all nations. Note that there are all believers from all nations of multicultural diversity. This is a heavenly church. Can you imagine the heavenly church? What heavenly church looks like? All Asian, all tribe worship together, like our church. Even though we are not over 280 or 300, but 15 different nationality, we worship together. It is a picture of a heavenly church in the future. Amen. This is a heavenly church where we are looking forward to the future. This is the new heaven, new earth worshiping community in multicultural diversity. Here is a very important question for us here. Do you know that we have that privilege in our community? Do you know that? The privilege? The great privilege for us to see this heavenly church in worldwide community church now. Because many nations worship together in multicultural diversity in our church. Do you agree with me? This church, our church, is not a picture of new heaven, new earth church. It is a great privilege to worship together, you know, in multicultural diversity. If so, why has God brought us together to make a worshiping community in multicultural church in our church? Why has God brought us together to make a worshiping community? Firstly, it is because of salvation. Let's read Revelation chapter 7, verse 10. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. This is a multicultural community of people who are saved by God's grace. This is a community where saved people get together. They sing the hymn of salvation in verse 10. They praise the hymn of salvation. When we go to a heavenly church in the future, they praise hymn of the salvation. There are many all saved people to get together, worship God in the name of Jesus. Salvation is the key word in the heavenly church. That's why God sent Jesus Christ for us. That's why God sent us, Jesus Christ, to save us. God really wants us to believe in Jesus, who is the Son of God, and live out as children of God. A worshiping community in multicultural diversity, like our church, is a community to evangelize and to help people to turn to God. God wants us to help people to believe in Jesus. God wants us to help people to be saved by God's grace. It is a heavenly church. It is a new heaven, new earth church in the future. It is a multicultural church that God wanted. So let's have a look at our community, West Ride, where it is very multicultural. You may live beyond the West Ride, but it will be similar where you live. I have some question. Are we thinking about salvation by God's grace? Are we helping people to know about Jesus Christ? Are we considering other non-believers around us? Because helping others to be saved is a picture of the new heaven, new earth, heavenly church. It's not easy to share Jesus in a multicultural area because of different language, different culture. There are a lot of misunderstandings in multicultural area. I understand that. But we may have a good relationship first, a relationship. So Christianity is a relationship. So we may have a good relationship with the neighbor around us. And we may say, you know, by saying hello. So in my community, he's a very good man. His name is Nathan. He's a good friend. He always say hello in different language. whenever he meet me, and then he say, 안녕하세요, in Korean language. Say hello in other language. Eh? What is called is say hello is in Mandarin? Mandarin? Do you know? Anyone? Ni hao ma, thank you. In Persian? Could you say? Salam. Yeah, salam? Salam. Shalom? Salam. Salam. And what about English? And say hello? And Indian language, sorry? Sorry?
Namaste.
Yeah. Like this? Yeah. We have to do like this? Someone come to me and then like this, you know, say hello like that. So he's not my culture, but maybe another culture. What about other language? Is anyone who know? Other language? You know, when you go to North Korea, in a different accent. In South Korea, and 안녕하세요. And North Korea, 안녕하세요. It's a different accent. Well, same language, but different accent. I expected that you would laugh, but didn't laugh. Anyway, it's okay. So we can say hello by saying hello in different language. Say hello with a neighbor. It's the first step to have a good relationship. And then we may invite them to our church. We open our, invite them to our home. We can open our house. We may have barbecue with them. We have a meal with them. And then if there is time, we can share Jesus with them. My first sharing of Jesus was for my friend. When I was his high school student, he was my classmate. He sat next to me, and then we are very good friend each other. But he didn't believe in Jesus Christ. One day, okay, so firstly, relationship is important. I try to have a good relationship. Whenever I have time, I spend time with him, and then sometimes I bought good food for him. I think eating meal together is very important. Or buying some food, or some tea, or coffee. The coffee in a culture, coffee in Australia. Drinking coffee each other is very important, I think. And then we had a good relationship, and then one day, could you come to our church? And then we have a Christmas open day. Could you come? And then he came to our church, and then he became a believer. And my first sharing in Australia, his name is Keaton. When I used to live in Canberra, I used to live Perth, Canberra, and Sydney. I don't want to move anymore anyway. When I used to live in Canberra, I clean as a cleaner. Every morning, 5:30, I went to cafe and met is a Keaton, who is a chef. So we met each other. After 1 month, he gave me, you know, the coffee. You know, when you see, you know, the coffee, there is a love, you know, heart, you know, coffee. So I misunderstood. He liked me. Actually, he doesn't like me. So just, you know, this is, you know, normally they made in a heart shape. Anyway, in the morning, 5:30, I don't like coffee because my tummy, my stomach doesn't like, but I drank because of a relationship. Can you imagine that? No rice, no, you know, soup, it's a Korean, you know, food, no bread, coffee. Oh, you know, empty stomach and then and drink a coffee. Very, you know, that uncomfortable, but I drank together. And one day, we had a good relationship, and then every morning we met together, Monday to Friday. So after maybe 1 month, 2 months, and then I asked him, could you give me 5 minutes, Keaton? And then, could you meet for a short time? Oh, it's okay. Yeah, you're a good friend. So you can talk. And then suddenly, God gave me wisdom. Normally, I don't share straight away, but we had a good relationship. After that, I shared the gospel. John chapter 3, verse 16, Keaton. God love you so much. Very, you know, that already, you know, with emotion at the time, so I think so. So God love you so much, Keaton. That's why God sent you, because it's an audience in Jesus Christ. If you believe in him, you will not perish, but have eternal life. And then after that, I just, you know, can I pray for you? And then Heavenly Father, I pray for Keaton. I said, please be with him whenever he has a problem, concern, anything. I said, please be with him and then protect him. And then pray nicely, gently. And then we do, you know, maybe through work of the Holy Spirit. After that, he talked to me straight away. Oh, he was emotional. And he talked to me, David, okay, this week I'll go to church. I praise God. Next day, that restaurant was on fire. And then God just reminded me through the Holy Spirit, David, do you know why? Do you know why you shared the gospel that day? Because fire like this. It is a voice of the Holy Spirit. Anyway, I share the gospel. Sometimes, So we can share Jesus with others. Relationship first, and then whenever we have time, we can share Jesus. I'm not saying you can share John chapter 3, verse 16, but you can share whatever it is with wisdom. We can share Jesus with others. Let's just think about it, Australia. Many people say it is a 60% of Christian. I don't think so. Is it including more Catholic or other denomination? But Orthodox, something like that. The Christian is not big percent in Australia. Now it's in decline. We have to think about is Australia. We have to think about family. We have to think about neighbor. We have to think about his friend around us. We realize that saved people get together and pray the hymn of salvation and the community of the salvation. That's why God brought us to make a worshiping community in multicultural diversity in our church. Secondly, what has God brought us together to make a worshiping community in multicultural diversity? Firstly, salvation. Secondly, because we are called to worship God in multicultural diversity. Let's read it, chapter 7, verse 11 to 12. All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, what did they say? Amen. Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever, ever. Amen. They worship God like this. Today, John described the worshiping community in multicultural diversity in our heavenly church. It is heavenly church. All people stand together to worship God by saying, Amen. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Thanks by confessing Almighty God. It is a heavenly church worship. It may happen to our church. When music can lead, we can sometimes raise our hand. We can say hallelujah. We can say amen. When you listen to God's word, if you agree, if it is a maybe personal message to you, we may say amen. By saying amen or by praising, and then we can worship together. We worship together in multicultural diversity by praising, listening God's word, and praying together. Once a week, every Sunday. That's why Sunday worship is very valuable, precious. And also, after we finish Sunday worship, we can go to our life, normal life, we can worship in our life. When we work by walk on the street, we can pray in our hearts sometimes. We can praise sometimes. This is a worship of life. Revelation chapter 22, verse 9. I want us to hear the simple command. Worship God. The angel said to John when he fell down at the angel's feet, like this. Do not do that. I'm fellow servant with you and with your fellow prophet. And with all who keep the words of this scroll, worship God. This is a simple command. This at the end of the chapter of Book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 9. Worship God. Very simple command for us. Worship God. Worship God. Don't worship nothing. Worship God. Don't neglect God or despise God. Worship God. This is the last chapter of the Bible. This is the last duty of a human being as a creature. Worship God. So when you think about worshiping God, it's not difficult. If you have some problem, concern, you can talk to God. just like talk to your friend. If you want to praise, you know, praise God in your life, you can praise. Feel free to praise. If you're depressed, you can ask God to recover your heart. Whatever it is, whatever your circumstance is, we can worship God in the church, in our normal life. Worshiping God. We are made to worship Him with all our heart. Amen. Here are some questions for us. What about our worshiping Christian life? Are we worshiping God as our priority? Are we putting God first in our worshiping community? When I went to retreat recently, there were 6 pastors. We are considering the future of the Australia, church in Australia. We are asking why the Australian church and Christianity is in decline. One of the significant reasons was that the church is no longer top priority compared with the Australian church about 50 years ago. Our Christian forebear put God first. Worshiping on Sunday was a top priority of their Christian life. After the work week, many people got back to church on Sunday to worship God. They listened to God's word and learned the Bible. Sunday worship is the center of their life. On the contrary, nowadays we have many other priorities in our Christian life, such as lots of sports, activity on Sunday, and other days as well. I'm not only talking about Sunday worship, but also about the worshiping life from Monday to Saturday. What about worshiping our daily life? What about worshiping our daily life? Are we worshiping God? Do we have a devotional time with God? Are we recognizing God as a Lord by reading the Bible and praise God in our life? Today, God is talking to you individually. All messages will be different because God is alive. God is living. God is working. God is touching your heart. We have to listen to what God is saying to us this day, 21st century. We have to awake our Christian life. Wherever we are, we worship God because God made us. God gave us opportunity to, you know, worship, to make a worshiping community in multicultural diversity. Our church, West Ride, I'm summarized. West Ride is like a heavenly church. 15 different nationalities worship together, you know, Sunday. Also, we can worship God, you know, in our life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thanks for today. Thanks for your message, Father. Heavenly Father, I ask the Holy Spirit to remind us how valuable, how gracious, how privileged West Ride Community Church is. Because we are in 15 different nationalities. It's like heavenly church. Heavenly Father, let us understand why God brought us to make a worshiping community in multicultural diversity. Because of salvation, because we are called to worship you, Father. Let us think about neighbor, friend, family around us who don't know you, who don't know God. Let us have a good relationship, and then let us share Jesus with them, and let us worship wherever we go. We are made to worship you with all our heart. You are the Lord, you are the Messiah. You may bless West Riley Community Church this week to go and reach out to the lost this week, to worship you in our community, in our life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.